The footprints you've been following lead you to a hole in the ground. It's just a small hole, less than a meter wide, straight down in the middle of a forest. There are claw marks and blood trails around the rim. You swear you hear singing from the hole, but then when you listen close, you hear nothing. You glance around, ensuring you weren't followed, then take off your pack. It's a tight fit, and you only take what you might need for a fight down with you, sliding a few things into your belt pouches. You unclasp your cloak and hide it in with your pack in a bush nearby. You light a small torch and drop it down the hole. It falls for about 100 meters before it stops. The tunnel down is rough enough with roots that you're confident you can climb up and down safely without a rope. You check to make sure you have the silver dagger easily accessible. Then you climb down. 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 At the bottom, the tunnel opens up into a large rock cavern, and you hear the sound of dripping water as it echoes throughout the cave. You pick up your torch and walk to where the sound of the water originates. The cavern narrows and ends, but the path continues under the water, from which a strange blue light emanates. You don't like this. If you're going underwater, you'll have to abandon the rest of your gear, including your armor. You mull it over and decide that you don't have much of a choice. You can rely on magic, you figure. Unfastening your belt, you let your pouches drop to the ground. You strip. You start with your armor, pulling the studded leather tunic over your head, followed by your shirt. You unfasten your gauntlets and let them drop. You unlace and remove your boots, then pull down your pants. You set your clothes aside and are left standing in just a knotted cloth covering your genitals. You strap your silver sword to your back and step to the water's edge. You're about to dive in when you hear a soft, feminine voice begin to sing. Wolves asleep amidst the trees, bats a-swayin' in the breeze. You feel your testicles tighten. It is distant and distorted, and you realize it comes from the water. You hesitate, wondering whether you're getting yourself into something you can't get out of, then jump in the water. Something somewhere is glowing a light blue, but it is faint. You can see in front of you and know which direction to swim, but you have no peripheral vision. The water is too murky. The Witcher mutations allow you to hold your breath for nearly 10 minutes, so you're not afraid or worried about drowning. It's just that you can barely see. Even with the mutations, being human, you're still at a great disadvantage should it come to a fight. You've encountered creatures underwater before, and it was not fun. You look down at the bite marks on your right thigh as a reminder. You continue to swim, light growing brighter, the singing becoming louder. But one soul lies awake, fearing no manner of ghosts, hags, and wraiths. You see the surface of the water, and as you break through, you see the brilliant blue light reflecting throughout the cavern. You also hear the tune more clearly now and recognize it as an old witcher's lullaby. She knows you're here. For your Dolly Polly, sleep has flown. Don't dare let her tremble alone. For the witcher heartless cold, paid in coin of gold. You notice the source of the blue light is brilliant, luminous stone glowing on the roof of the cavern, or ceiling. This is no longer a cave. It's a hand-carved underground hall. And a couple of pillars have collapsed, and there are various cracks and holes throughout, but the architecture remains mostly intact. There is a split and bend in the center from an earthquake or tremor where the hall slightly angles 50 to 20 degrees. The walls are perfectly smooth, almost mirror-like, and you see a bluish reflection of yourself staring back at you. A beautiful woman steps out from behind that reflection. Admiring yourself, Witcher? You spin around and draw your sword, but no one is there. The woman has vanished. No need to be embarrassed. I understand. If I had your body, I'd stare all day. You begin walking towards the end of the hall, holding your sword above your head, keeping an eye on the walls. You see a flash of red hair and turn left, then a glimpse of pale skin as you turn to your right. Using the reflective wall, she's playing tricks on you. I must admit, your state of undress, I greatly appreciate it as much as I'm puzzled by it. Where is your armor, Witcher? Aren't you afraid I'll bite? You feel sharp pain on your right shoulder and swing your sword behind you, but again she is gone. Blood drips down your chest. He'll come. He'll go, he'll leave not behind, but heartache and woe, deep, deep woe. Oh, you're tempting me, Witcher, all of that beautiful bear skin. I couldn't keep my hands off you even if I tried. You see her hand creeping up over your shoulder in the reflection, and you reach quickly to grab her wrist, catching it. You turn to face her. She's gorgeous and completely naked. Oh, you're quick. Looks like you got me. You take her in. Long, flowing red hair, a beautiful face, large pout breasts, tiny, erect nipples, a perfect hourglass figure, and long, full red pubic hair covering her from belly button to her labia. She follows your gaze down her naked body, then she looks back up, giving you the smoky-eyed looks. She smirks, raising an eyebrow. What you doing? What you looking at there, Witcher? Are you oogling me? Well, that's okay. I don't mind. I got to see you. Well, most of you anyway. Now that I think of it, that's not really fair, is it? For me to be stripped down to my pussy lips and for you to still be wearing this. She leans in close and puts her other hand on your genitals over the cloth. What have you got going down on there, in here, Witcher? She leans in to kiss you, but you catch fangs out of the corner of your eye and dodge down to the side, swinging your sword at her arm, lopping it clean off. It plops to the ground and blood sprays out. Shing! Squish! Yeah! She steps back, looks at the lump, then giggles. With another splurt of blood, she regrows her arm. Oh, you're cute with your little silver sword. Gonna slice me up, huh? It tickled. She waltzes towards you, her tits jiggling with each step. You hold out your hand, palm facing her, and use Igni. Fire bursts from your fingers. She holds up her own hand, glowing white, and absorbs it all. Whoosh, whoosh. Uh-oh, you realize you are no match for her. Should've got paid up front. Are you done yet? Face it, Witcher, you can't kill me. You have one more thing to try. Cut off her head. She might not grow back. You lunge forward, going straight for her throat. She bobs under your blade and steps past you, slashing your side for her nails, which for a brief moment became claws. You grunt and fall to one knee, holding your ribs. There's warm wetness, and your hand comes away red. You feel her fingers reach in the back of your underwear, her knuckles brushing your butt and yank it free, leaving you naked. You spin around, swinging your blade, but she has vanished. Your underwear fall to the ground in rags. She has shredded it. You won't be needing that. This way, I get to see your cock and balls. You feel your penis bounce a bit, exposed. You feel the air move the hair on your genitals, now out in the open. Hey, nice. Are witchers often so well equipped? I need to terrorize villagers more often, it would seem. See as much of you as possible. You rotate around, your junk flopping against your upper thighs as you turn. You feel very vulnerable, naked and exposed. You glance down at your wobbling penis and scrotum, hanging out in the open air for anyone to see, unprotected. Your penis begins to fill with blood. Your ball sack contracts as your testes rise, pulling in close. Your penis begins to warm, lengthen, and rise, partially erect. Oh, Witcher, you're spoiling me. Such a gorgeous dick. Getting all hard for me? You hear behind you and you desperately flail your blade at her. She catches it with her hand and it turns to ash, falling through your fingers. You officially give up. She doesn't take her eyes off your privates the entire time, staring down at your junk as she grabs your wrists and forces you against a well, holding hands above your head. You feel the cold stone on your bare butt cheeks. She moves her nude body in close to hers, her breasts inches from your chest. She realizes her gaze is downward still and raises it, staring directly into your eyes. She closes them, leans in, and presses her lips into yours. You kiss passionately, slowly, sensually. Her eyes reopen, beautiful, glowing green eyes, right in front of yours. Your lips separate. She grins and glances down. You follow her gaze to your breasts. Her tits gently rise and fall with her breath. They slowly move into your chest, still bloodied from your fight. You feel her hard nipples press into yours. She presses closer, her chest expanding as her breath deepens. Your penis hardens to full length, pressing up into her groin. You feel her move slightly when your tip touches her. It looks back at you. She looks back at you, smiles knowingly, and continues to kiss you. More passionate, deeper this time, stretching out her body as she writhes against you, rubbing her lower belly on your cock, now pointed straight up. She sandwiches it between you both. Her thighs move back and forth, and you feel her toes curl around your foot. You feel her warm, soft pubic hair against the underneath of your penis as she humps you. She begins to moan in sync with her humps. Witcher. Then she backs away, looks up at you and smiles. I'm gonna take you to my bed now. She leans in, whispering into your ear as she kisses it. So we can have sex. She grabs you by your wrist and pulls you down the large cavern. The two of you approach a large raised bed with a crimson sheet at the end of the hall. She throws you onto it on your back. The sheets are soft, and you gently sink into the mattress. She climbs in next to you on your left side, then straddles you, lifting one thigh over you. Your penis twitches as it anticipates what's coming. Her perfect breasts hang over you as you make eye contact. She smiles, then leans down and starts kissing you. Her breasts rub over you. You feel her warmth and her soft thumble. Hair tumbles over you. She reaches down to grasp your erect cock, still kissing you, and slides it into her pussy. She moans as her wet folds tighten around you. She leans back, up, and puts her hands on your shoulders. And then she begins to bounce. Her tits jiggle and her ass slaps against your balls. She starts to go faster and faster.
Witcher.
She moans as she comes, her vagina spasming around your penis. You are also about to come, but before you do, she slides your cock out, scoots back, and strokes your penis, pointing it forward towards her.
Come on, Witcher. Come on, boy. Shoot it. Shoot your cum on me. Do it. Be a good little Witcher boy and spray me with cum.
Your legs stretch and your butt and abs tighten and your penis spasms and you cum, firing hot, long, white strings of semen on her belly, boobs, and groin. The sweaty, panting, naked, cum-covered, redhead woman looks down at you and smiles.
You really are something, aren't you, Witcher?